Welcome to Running on MD, Episode 7. I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
On today's show, we'll be talking with the head women's cross-country coach at Zionsville, Suzanne Rigg, and Sophia Rigg. I messed up. I called her Sophia. My bad. The Zionsville team just recently won the state women's cross-country championship. Congratulations to both of you. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
And so, Sophia, you were fourth overall. Or no, wait, take the individual, yeah. So you were sixth, right?
Seventh.
That is so hard to look
it's
up.
every person that said, "Say you got fourth, right?" I'm like, no. Seventh place, 4 points for the team total.
Okay, so if it were me, I'd probably take
the
fourth.
And is that with you all state?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Easily. Yeah. So before we get more into our interview with them, Blake, you want to give a shout-out to our sponsor?
Yeah, so I'd like to give a shout-out to our sponsor, 361. Keep listening for details so you can win a free pair of 361 shoes.
All right, so as I mentioned earlier, Suzanne and Sophia both recently were a part of a state championship cross-country women's team. I just basically want to get started. Let's get into that. Our friend Mike Cole, who helps out with the men's team, said that it was an amazing finish, but I kind of like to hear both your takes on the race and everything that happened. So,
well, I guess I'll start.
Yeah.
I coach the girls team at Zionsville, and this is my fifth year, to be the coach. So, it's been an amazing 5 years, but if we're talking just about the finish of that race, it was just, you know, there's so many good teams in Indiana that you just have to be really on your game and everything has to go your way. And we were so fortunate that, you know, it just, everything fell our way that day. And we had our top five just finish. You know, I said I'd be really happy. All I really wanted is them to perform to their full potential. And that's really what happened on that day. All our five finished at least where they should have been, if not better. And really our four and five finished better than they should have done on the day, and especially our number five, Annie Pappas. But it takes everybody, as you know, first to the last, it takes everybody to make that team score. So.
Oh, yeah. Cross country, I haven't ran in a while, but That sport is so team oriented. It's just like a totally different feel than track. I almost call it like it's kind of like the spirit of distance running.
Oh, I think. Totally.
Yeah, it's just a totally different thing, and it's amazing being on that team. It's something like it's hard to get once you're out of school and you're running on your own. So
yeah, and it's really hard to describe to people that atmosphere that builds up, not just with our tournament team and the girls that ran at state, but with the whole team. I've got 46 girls, and you know, we start in June and we go camping, we do so many team activities. It's just a great bonding experience. And I really think, you know, that probably for a lot of these girls that will be their one of their best memories of high school, you know, going down to McCormick's Creek and sleeping in a tent.
You guys go to McCormick's Creek too? That's where we went in high school. Yeah, for our camps. Yeah.
Yeah, but we were like the ultimate team our first 2 years. We went to the primitive area where there's no electricity.
Oh,
there's
no way.
One toilet between 46 girls. I could tell you some more stories, but yeah, we're probably better.
Oh man, we were definitely not that hardcore when we went there. We were staying in the nice campgrounds, and cross country stories. Oh man.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We didn't even have showers, so.
Oh.
We
man,
weren't
no
allowed
showers.
Because that's for the proper campers. That what you can have a shower if you're on the proper campground, but we were primitive, so that meant no showers.
McCormick's Creek. That's a beautiful place to run.
It is.
Great place to have a camp. So Sophia, your race. How did that play out?
It played out pretty well, kind of what I wanted. I definitely wanted to get in that top 10. I was hoping for top 5, but 7 was good enough. And I was just kind of running for our team. And I know, like, that finish is always crazy. And you don't know if you're going to pass one person or 10 people.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a lot. But we were, like, rewatching the live broadcast that they were playing. and you guys talked about the finish, like, we saw these big pack of Carol girls coming in, and there were three of them at once. And I don't think any of us really realized, like, how close it was for us to win. So it was just, it's kind of crazy, and it made us a little nervous when we were watching it, even though we had already run. So, yeah, I mean, the state meet overall is just kind of crazy.
Moments like that will just stay with you forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I know, like we said before, like, it's such a team thing. I'm sure, like, you know, you're running for your teammates, too, and not just yourself. So it just really, like, I'm sure that helped push you to get, like, better than you normally would have.
Definitely.
Yeah. I remember when I was running in high school, I made it once as an individual and once as a team. And when we ran as a team, it was, like, such a better feeling. And just, I enjoyed it so much better. So so you've had a pretty accomplished 4 years. Now that's, like I said, the stats are hard to look up. But do you have two top 10 finishes or three?
For the cross country state finals, I finished sixth my sophomore year, and then 13th my junior.
What I looked up.
So
yeah.
Close, yeah.
Sixth, 13th, and a seventh. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
You've had a good career. And you said you've been, Suzanne, you've been coaching for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked it up, if I have this right, your team has been top 10 every year that you've been there, right, in the state?
Yes. Well, 5 years ago, like I said, was my first chance to coach. My kids had always played soccer, and so I was the soccer mom driving crazy person from field to field and game to game. So, it was that there was an opening, and the previous coach, they had a really good disciplined team, but they'd never been to the state meet before. And so, I was lucky enough to be at the right place at the right time. And, I think, you know, just my experience of running in college, you know, high school, college, and professionally have really, you know, everything that I've done in the past, I think, was just ready and waiting to be used someplace. And I never really thought about coaching, but it just sort of happened.
Yeah.
So 5 years ago, we went to the state meet for the first time. We were ninth back in 2013. And then, so ninth. And then the next year, we were sixth. Then we were fifth. Our fourth year, we were fourth. And this year, we were first.
That's so amazing.
It's been a pretty good run.
And you said that the team had never been to state before?
No. No,
whoa.
We'd never been before. So
that's
it was,
very impressive.
Yeah, the first time we went to the state meet, it was like, honestly, we thought that we'd won the state meet just by getting there. And to finish ninth, we just were like freaking out. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and you set the stage for the next 5 years to want to get back and back. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you brought your own stud athlete. So
yeah,
it's almost like cheating.
So first off, we can get in at a little later, but you mentioned your professional career, and for all the ladies out there, because we've had a lot of ladies say, when are you guys going to bring on some strong women?
Oh.
And so here's our strong woman, Suzanne, and we'll get into that a little later about how awesome she was as a runner, making the Olympic team and all that jazz. Before we get into that, let's talk about a little bit about running with your daughter. Training with your daughter and coaching your daughter. And how has that been for you, Sophia, and you, Suzanne?
Well, yeah, maybe we have two different views on this. It's really interesting because we don't really discuss it. So.
I've always been curious about the dynamic of how that is with the parent and the daughter or parent, son.
Well, it's like I said, I don't know. We just taking over the program when she was an eighth grader. It gave me a year to get sort of, you know, my feet wet and that sort of thing adjusted before she came along. So it's been from my point of view, it's been great. She hasn't really she's just sort of taken it all in her stride, and is really just another one of the athletes. When we're at practice, we're at practice, and when we're at home, I'm her mom and picking up her dirty clothes and all those things, and making her dinner. So it's not really been, it's never been an issue. And I think I'm fortunate because of the way she is. She's pretty laid back. And, I think we've had a good experience. And now we used to be able to, I used to drag her out the door and make her run with me, like in her freshman year, when you don't really want to send kids out by themselves. So, but now she's to the point where she's much faster than me. So sometimes we go out to Eagle Creek together. But yeah, and those are really special times as a mother to share that. You know what it is like running with the guys, or for me, running with women. It's just that special time when you really get to know somebody as a person much easier than, I don't know, running seems to do that. So, yeah, I don't know about...
Well, Sophia, talk about how, you're Olympic mom here. So that's a lot to live up to, I'm assuming. So how's it been working with your mom and going through that?
I mean, she's obviously great, and I think it's like anything, you adjust to it. And probably as a freshman, I was slightly embarrassed because it's my mother and she's doing weird things and being all goofy like she is. But I mean, it's great. I love her being my coach, and I don't think I would want to have it any other way.
Well, runners are goofy anyway. So.
Right. It comes with it.
And you had mentioned like you never coached any running at all.
No.
Wow,
no.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff did you bring from your professional running life that just kind of naturally kicked in? Like how did that kind of come into play?
You don't want to give all your secrets.
I don't think there's any secrets to anything.
All the other teams will be home and in. What is she doing?
Yeah, she's doing different. 100 miles a week. No.
We don't get that specific.
We're not no, running at all. We're just drinking Gatorade.
Yes, that's it. I don't know. You know, I just as far as what I've brought to it, I think, you know, just years of experience of racing. And, you know, I think there's two things. Years of experience has helped me. And I truly think being a mother and having a daughter in high school with all the pressures and things that they train hard and they study hard. And, you know, I feel like I've got a broad outlook on it. Mm-hmm. So I think really understanding what teenage girls are going through right now. And also just being able to relate. I mean, I remember back in my high school days, how I felt and all those things that you're scared about and they get you nervous about and just different things with that. I think I've been able to use all my experiences, you know, cause professional athletes get nervous too. And we all have to deal with those things. So, just getting them to understand that they're not, you know, abnormal. And this is a part of, you know, just a part of training and racing and all those sort of feelings that they get. So I feel like being a mother and being an athlete for years has sort of been perfect training for being a coach.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying in the 96 Olympic marathon, you were nervous? I mean, that doesn't seem natural.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I was. I that's a whole nother story.
So, yeah, and from what I hear, our friend told us that your whole family is actually really good runners. Your husband and your brother, they're good runners as well. So it's just like a big running family.
Yeah, I think people envision us like going out on family runs.
Holding hands.
Like, I always get questions from my friends like, do you guys just go out and like run?
Yes.
No, I mean.
So on Thanksgiving, you'll just go run instead of eat turkey.
Yeah.
No, so I refuse to run on Thanksgiving. Yeah. I've never.
That's
run
a good
on
call.
Yeah.
Oh no, she loves it.
Christmas morning and Thanksgiving, the two best days.
I'm like, it's Christmas, so I'm not running.
So you're kind of like, I know we've talked about this on a few episodes now. Like Blake is the more uptight, like he wants to know every single detail leading into the race, like mm-hmm. whether or not he's gonna wear half tights or shorts.
That's important stuff.
Yeah, sunglasses, a hat. We've gone over this on a few episodes, but I'm more laid back. Like, I mean, I could literally forget my shoes the day of a race. I'm just like so, like I'm just kind of laid back. I rely on my wife really to get me to the line.
Okay. But
so, what kind of runner were you, Suzanne, and what kind of runner are you, Sophia? It sounds like you're more the laid-back type.
You can start.
You know it's going to happen, and it's like, we don't make a big fuss about it.
Yeah, I'm just kind of go with the flow, and I don't really make a big race plan. Like, I'm a racer, so I like to do what, I'm a reactor, so I'm going to react to that. I'm definitely not an uptight person, and I think that translates in my running. I have definitely forgotten a few pairs of shoes over my years, but I don't know.
I don't know how she's going to survive in college when I'm not there to bring her shoes, but yeah, she'll have to cope in one way or another. But yeah, for me, I don't know. I've never been obsessive, but I was more of a probably thinking through things a little bit more, not to any extreme, but yeah, that was more, I was probably slightly more uptight, I think, especially in high school, because these kids, they're just getting used to all this sort of stuff. And I used to be terrified in high school. So I try and tell them that and say it's okay. And,
I think a lot of it's just channeling that nervous energy and using it in the race without build up and kind of you beat yourself before the race.
So. Yeah. And I've got a lot of girls. I mean, I've got some girls who I just, are super planners, and they have every step of their race planned out and every K they want to run. And I have to sort of bringing them down to say, okay, just chill out. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Take your watches off. You're just race. And then you've got other girls who, are sort of lounging around, and you need to bring them up a little bit more. So it's knowing
it's like
how
a balance.
To it's knowing how to sort of motivate each girl and how to what how they are as a person and as an athlete.
And we've brought this up a few times, but there's no like one way to do it. I mean, I think it's just kind of being even keeled, maybe in the middle between like I'm going to actually do the work versus I'm going to like overdo the work and run too hard. So
Yeah.
I still think the half tight shorts is a big deal. I mean, it's big. You got to know what you're going into.
Oh man.
Yes.
Every race that we've done, like literally for a week, it's all I hear. It's like, what are you wearing? Half tights or shorts? Half tights or shorts?
I mean, I got to know.
It's
I
always just go game time decision, man.
Yeah.
That's not a game time decision.
Yeah, I always say bring everything, what you can't wear, what you don't have.
That's
so
true.
Bring it all.
That is true.
We don't travel lightly.
Well, Sophia, you're going to be going to my home state. But before we get into that, I want to give a shout out to my friend Mike Cole, who gave me the contact to get you guys here today. So thank you, Mike. And if you're ever in Zionsville, go check out Greek's Pizza. They got really good pizza. He owns that restaurant. So I want to give him a good shout out. And also to thank our sponsors, 361, for bringing us all here today and allowing us to come together and do this. And keep listening. Like I said earlier, we go find out how you can win a free pair of 361 shoes. So Sophia, let's talk about North Carolina, NC State, my hometown. Mm-hmm. I'm only about an hour from where you're going to be going. Actually, my father lives in the area of Raleigh. Mm-hmm. So kind of talk about that.
You can stop by for dinner anytime.
Yeah. And before, when we're done talking about, what you're going to do with NC State, I'm going to tell you some awesome restaurants.
Perfect.
One is Bojangles. Bojangles Chicken. That is the first place you need to go to. Nowhere else, and get you a 4-piece Supreme dinner with mashed potatoes and a sweet tea and Cajun fries.
Perfect. All right, and awesome is going to be in quotes.
Yes, awesome. And you need to bring me home a chicken biscuit when you come back.
FedEx
sure you look
over.
Me up. FedEx me a chicken biscuit. So, yeah.
And
get up, Bojangles.
Will she be able to develop this accent, too?
Yeah. If she's there long enough,
like
she'll meet a good little southern guy. That's accent. But, yeah, a bunch of us around. Actually, I'm not that bad. You're going to meet a lot of people that are way worse than me. Really, really.
He's lived in Indiana for a little while. It used to be a lot thicker.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what he was saying half the time.
But Bojangles and our barbecue. I'm telling you what.
I do like North Carolina barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Do you got like an actual barbecue place?
We do. It's called. You need to go to Greenville, North Carolina, which is my hometown. And it's a place called Parker's Barbecue. It is the heat. I'm telling you what.
It is the heat.
Best barbecue you'll ever have. So, yeah, hit those places up. So, anyways, back on track. Let's talk about NC State. Talk about why you selected them versus the other colleges that reached out to you. So.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at a few, NC State obviously being one, Alabama and Missouri were two big contenders, but in the end, the atmosphere, the coaches are just amazing, and the coaches kind of like my mom, like they have the same personalities, which is great.
Just gonna make sure you have your shoes when you get home. Yes.
The town is amazing, and I think that's what I was drawn to as well, is I can see myself living there in the future, and it's somewhere where I can get a job and stuff like that.
The weather doesn't hurt either.
No.
Yeah.
Big.
Only 2 hours from the beach. Big factor.
You don't have to run ice or snow.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to go south, is we and want I think, that warm weather.
I think both for Oliver, who's running it out, my son, who's 1500 at Alabama.
Oh, mid-distance. Yeah. I used to run 800.
So my husband was a 400, 800 runner. So they get their speed from him. And we met years ago at Iowa State through running.
Awesome.
And so that's their speed. And then they get my distance. But
10K.
I'm 10K, half marathon, marathon, cross country. So they, it's nice growing up in Iowa. It's nice to see that. I encourage both of them to go further south where they don't have to deal with biting winds and snow.
And you can go visit.
And You
it's an added perk.
You see through my plan.
She manipulated you into this decision.
This is the whole thing. She wanted us to go south.
Yeah, so I could be warm.
Yep. Tell the audience as well, if you don't know, NC State is a very good program. It's one of the best in the country. It's produced a lot of great runners, and they are always successful. Always successful. Yeah. It's probably the best cross-country team definitely in the South, near the South. I mean, they're just top-notch. So, it's a really good school you're going to.
And they, visiting them, I was really encouraged that their head coach, Raleigh Geiger, had been there for, years. Was coaching when I was in college, which was a long time ago. and then his, the women's coach is a female who's younger than me, but she competed at a very high level professionally, and she's been there for
on the team
and she
well.
Has a yeah but she's been there coaching for 12 years maybe, so you know that it's a long-term thing, and they really appreciate their distance runners. They put a lot of emphasis on that, so when you know that their head coach and when their coaches are really for distance runners, it's
usually colleges tend to go one way or another, like either more distance oriented or like the speed sprint middle distance. So that's awesome. You're going to like a good quality distance program.
Mm-hmm. And you'll learn this. I know the audience
you gotta do the wolf pack.
That's the pack.
The wolf.
The wolf.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing the wolf symbol for everybody.
This is great. Yeah. Great. I guess it's not really radio. It's a podcast.
I know, but she's got it.
Yeah.
All right. So what is some really, I have all this wisdom that I've gotten from coaches over the years. I think it's wisdom. At least it's stuff that sticks out of my mind. I don't know. Is there anything that your mom's said about running anything that just really has stuck with you? I had a coach once, like for example, that said running is a lifelong sport. So, and he said at a young age, and it always stuck with me. It's like, I can keep doing this forever. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really cool. So is there anything that your mom said that has really stuck with you, that really just catches you?
She does.
I say way too many.
Clean your room.
Yeah. She likes to talk, and especially before races and during races and during warm-ups and when I'm tying my shoes, she's just kind of there in my ear always talking. So I have a lot of things from her, but she definitely talks about, not just doing the sport because you're good or doing the sport because you want to win, but running to make it a lifelong thing and to love it. And I think that's something that myself and the girls have really, taken up and learned to just embrace that and really love the sport. So it's definitely a big thing.
Yeah. From my experience, you definitely need to be into it and passionate about what you're doing, because otherwise it's just not... Everything's not going to fall into place. Yeah. So,
Well, I know you talked about the team being a young team.
Mm-hmm.
And Sophia, you're a senior, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, how are we looking for next year as far as maybe possible doing a two-peat? Is how many underclassmen you got coming back? I got to put you on the spot.
No pressure there.
Gosh. So how are we looking?
I mean, we lose Sophia and we lose Annie, who's our number five. But, you know, we just have so many girls. It's really hard to tell. You know, last year we had some great freshmen, Caitlin Wasson and Anna Settle. Margaret Allen that came in as freshmen and just completely rocked it. I mean, they did great and they were part of our varsity team. This year we have some freshmen that came in that were on our tournament team. You never know how people are going to develop, you know, especially through from middle school. We've got, you know, Annie Pappas was middle of the pack in middle school. She got to high school and she was suddenly just blossomed. So, I don't really like to make many predictions or that sort of thing, just because you just never know how it's going to pan out. And, you know, with injuries or, you know, we've been very, I don't know, thankful, I guess, that, you know, I try and keep the training at a level that is, I don't know, we probably focus a little bit more on quality over quantity. And so we've been very fortunate not to have a lot of injuries, you know, this year. And, but yeah, who knows? You can never predict.
Well, we're rooting for you so we can bring you back.
Okay. Yeah, I love it.
And I did, like you had mentioned training. Is there like a specific go-to workout that you really like to do that like throughout the season to see how people are progressing or anything? Or
yeah, I mean, we sort of have a rough plan that I sort of have found that it's worked so far, so why change it? Even though I go to these coaches conferences and come away thinking, oh my gosh, I have to quit coaching because I know nothing.
You're doing everything wrong, but you won state.
I mean, there's so many different, you know, ways to coach, and I guess, you know, everybody has a different approach. So we do, you know, long, just basic stuff. We do a long run, not super long. We do tempo runs. We do 6x K,
I used to love 6x K.
Basic, you know, 6x K.
Core workouts, yeah. When you think cross country, we think 6x K.
So we don't have a lot of hills in Zionsville, which is a problem. You know, it'd be nice if we could go over to Northview every week and train over there, but we don't.
It's a great course.
Oh, yeah. On grass and just being on those soft surfaces, I would love to do that. But we're still looking for anybody out there that has some land in Zionsville that has hilly and grass. You know, if we can come and run on it, that'd be great. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And Sophia, is there a workout that you particularly love? Or it sounds like you like the 6x K, or maybe you don't, but I don't know. So is there a workout that you particularly love? And is there one that your mom gives that you're just like, oh, I don't want to do that one?
The mile repeats can be tough, definitely, because we have this kind of one hilly area. We call it Harder Rig. And we will do our mile repeats on there, and that gets difficult. I definitely like the repetition, so I do like the K repeats because it's kind of shorter and quicker. I do tend to like those more, but sometimes I've been liking the tempos if I'm having a weird day and I just tend to like it and it goes well. But yeah, definitely K repeats.
Awesome. Yeah, I used to do K repeats all the time on an indoor track on these little tight turns.
Oh my gosh.
And and the track was like busy with like pole vaulters running by and long jumpers going by. So it's actually pretty dangerous. Hammer throwers. Indoor they were throwing like the weight or whatever, but
yeah.
Very scary stuff.
But fun. We had punters on the football team trying to hit us with the ball.
Oh my gosh.
Really?
That's happened to us. We're doing core behind the field goal, and the football team does this thing at the end of practice where they all like go out and they go and do a field kick, and they didn't really realize, the coach didn't see that we were behind the field goal, and they punted it, hit it through, and hit a girl in her ribs.
Oh my.
Yeah.
And got the air knocked out of her. She was okay, but it was bad.
Yeah. Maybe we should pick a different place to do our core workout besides behind the field
goal. If you take nothing away from this episode, is punters are not friends of runners.
No. No. And they're really good at kicking the balls and hitting you. So. Right.
I had our track in high school used to be by a baseball field, and every run we would do, we would run right by the baseball field. And every single time I was so nervous that a baseball would come up and hit me in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I was so scared.
Yeah, you can get concussions from running. In track, we had a boy a couple years ago that somebody was throwing what's that thing?
Hammer? Or?
No. What's the thing that sprinters go out of?
The blocks.
Obviously, I'm not.
Throwing the blocks?
No, they're
I was like, why are they throwing blocks?
No, you obviously can tell I'm not a sprint coach. They're blocks. That's what the thing that they go out.
Yeah.
So they were throwing the blocks over their shoulder to carry them away.
Okay,
and somebody happened to be walking past and got hit in the head by the by the blocks. And
that was
his fourth concussion.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah, so it does happen.
Yeah, running is a full contact sport. Anyway, we've kind of like touched on this a little bit, but I want to... I mean, I'm sure people are wondering like a little bit about your resume. I mean, I don't want to... I want to brag on you a little bit because it's pretty impressive, but I mean, I don't want to... I mean, I think it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, Okay, so you 4-time IAAF World Cross Country competitor, right?
Mm-hmm.
4th place finisher at the Commonwealth Games in the 10,000 meters.
Yeah.
And then Olympic marathoner in the 1996 Olympics.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. I think
we got a strong woman, ladies.
Oh, there you go. I think that's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, I
remember
so too.
Watching the 96 Olympics, and I think that was like, I didn't really pay much attention to Barcelona. I was really young, but 96 was the time that I was all in on the Olympics. I think I watched every single thing, so I'm sure I...
So are you going to tell me you were in, like, second grade or something?
No. I was older than that.
Not much. Okay.
I was a freshman in high school, I admit.
Oh. Yeah, I think I might have been a freshman.
Okay.
But no, maybe not. I might have been... I don't remember, but I remember just, like, that was the Olympics where... Because it was, like, in the U.S., and I was just glued to the television. I mean, I was watching sports I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
And then I think I watched all the track stuff, including the marathon. And I was just like, man, I want to be a runner so bad. Mm-hmm. So I was like, so I mean, that was really cool that you were a part of that.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah.
I mean, any crazy Olympic stories?
Yeah.
Oh, I've not heard any.
Yeah, I don't know. She hasn't heard me. Try to keep that quiet, but I guess the story is I went to Iowa State and met my husband where he came from England, was recruited to run at Iowa State. So, I ended up after I graduated, he went back to England and I followed him. So, that's how I came to be in England. And as I was, they have a different system there where, you know, I was just training with men every day and there's the whole track thing. And so I ran some cross country races after living there and training for about 2 or 3 years, and we were married, and I just started doing better than I had been doing in college even. So the British Athletic Federation came to me and asked if I would consider getting my citizenship so I could compete for Great Britain. So that's sort of how I ended up being on the British team, as I started running cross country and track and stuff for Great Britain. It was all above board, all very legal. No Zola Budd, like, going over there. You don't even remember her.
Oh, but... yeah. She ran barefoot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know who Zola Budd is.
Yeah, okay.
I saw a poster.
Yeah. My claim to fame is I beat her in a 5K in Hanglo, which is, I can't even remember what country that is. Is that
good
Holland or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But that's awesome. I'm not a big Zola Budd fan.
Wow.
So.
No,
I mean, I don't know anything about her.
I did, yeah. She was... she came there because she was, you know, famous. That was after she was, you know, really good. So, but I started competing for Great Britain then. And like I said, did Commonwealth Games and lots of IAAF cross country stuff, World Cross, World Half Marathon Championships, things like that. And then I guess my two biggest things were the Commonwealth Games in Victoria, in Canada, and then the Olympic Marathon. But it was really cool being able to compete for Great Britain, which was my home then, and but come back home to compete in Atlanta. So my parents were able to come, and yeah, it was just
That's a really great experience.
Can you elaborate a little bit on your experience in the Olympics you went through there?
Because I think I don't know how did the race
well,
get out?
Yeah, that's a long story, but it is more to do with selection policy and everything else, which I won't go into, but maybe another time. So
when you win state next year.
Yeah.
When your team wins state.
But yeah, you know, it was just such an amazing experience. And I know it sounds very, I don't know what the word is, but to be in a place with that many athletes that you know have given their, you know, sacrificed so much, no matter where they're from, no matter what country, what race, what religion, anything, it was just, I came back just feeling so full of hope, you know, for the world. And you just think, gosh, if, you know, you'd walk past some weightlifter from China and then you'd see some famous, you know, person that was a, you know, tennis player or whatever. And they were just like, it was amazing because it's how the world should work, because you all respected each other for the sacrifice and the hard work. And you know, every single person there, you know, has done so much to get there. And it was just, I think that was the overall thing that I took away. I wish everybody could have that experience at least once in their lifetime, just to be in that sort of environment.
Yeah, that's amazing. I want that experience. I've tried. I've failed.
96, and I could be wrong since I'm the stat guy, but I think that was the year of the Dream Team. I'm not wrong.
The Dream Team.
So did you get to meet Michael Jordan or see any of the basketball players?
No. Okay.
They probably stayed on their
own.
They
didn't stay in the the really, you know, superstars. They didn't stay in the athletes' village. So, yeah, the basketball, they would have been someplace else.
Okay.
But, yeah, but it was, yeah, I did ride up and down an elevator with, I can't remember his name now, some famous tennis player. So
that Andre Agassi,
I think he won, actually. In 96.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I just think he did.
Really?
Because he won a gold medal, and I think that was during his
time
frame.
I just said a tennis player.
No, I really think he actually won.
That is amazing if you know that. Yeah. I'll go check that later.
Google it and let me know.
So, Sophia, we know you're going to NC State. What do you see for your running future? Outside of just college, what do you want to run in college, and then do you plan on running past college, or maybe it's something you can't answer yet, but just curious.
Or your major, what do you want to major in?
Well, I'll probably major in business, so that's just what I'm drawn to. But running wise, I mean, it's so new for me. Like, obviously both my parents ran in college, so it fits, but it's hard for me to kind of, you know, guess or whatever what I'm gonna do, because I don't know. I've not experienced it. I'm definitely very excited, and I'll run the 6K for cross, and then I don't know what I'll do for track. Whatever the coaches want me to do is fine. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I mean, it kind of depends where I'm at in 5 years. So
you're gonna take it just how you race, just as it comes, and just kind of adapt.
I don't have any, like, my mother was in the marathon. I need to be in the marathon.
No, and my advice constantly to them is that...
Do your own thing, yeah.
Well, not
well,
on
I don't
that,
know. I put
yeah.
words in your, I'm sorry, I put words in your mouth. No. I don't know. Never mind. Go ahead.
Close. But, yeah, I mean, I just want them to enjoy their college experience. And really, at the end of the day, everybody knows this, that runs is... You know, you are not going to make a living out of being a runner. And basically, you're there at college to run, but you're there most importantly to study and get your education and get a job. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, not that I don't want them to continue if they wanted to, that's fine. But I'm not, definitely not encouraging
a
them
pressure.
to
Yeah, I think that's great.
And the good thing about being in North Carolina is when things go wrong, you always got your Bojangles.
Oh, no.
Always got your Bojangles. Yes, and yeah. Fried chicken. That's what you need.
What I heard is if things go really wrong, you can go to Bojangles.
Yeah.
Drown your sorrows in chicken.
Moral of the story here.
Anything you want to say before we end the interview? Like, to kind of...
Any shout-outs to your friends, your girlfriends, anything?
Yeah. I don't think so.
To the team, give a shout-out.
Yeah, I mean, shout-out to our team. Like, we obviously both can't win a cross-country meet on our own, and they're the reason that we are so successful. And I think the girls have really grown to love my mom, and we love the sport, and it's just... It's been a great 4 years at Zionsville, so.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, you know, I'm just the lady that turns up every day and tries to be a cheerleader and you know, encourage them to love the sport. And I think, number one, that's most important. You know, my three goals are usually, is what I say to the girls, you know, I want them to love the sport of running. What was my second one?
Oh, there's more than three.
Yeah, no, I usually have a lot of them, but that's about test. You know, I say this every year.
Love to run.
Love to run. Love cross country. You know, just the sport and their high school experience. And love PB, well, we in English say PB rather than PR. Mm-hmm. So PB is your personal best. And their personal best is not just in running, but how they treat other people, how they treat their teammates, you know, how they are in school, you know, just their lifelong personal best for everything. So those are always my three goals for the girls. And if we've achieved those three, then, you know, no matter if they finish first at state or never get there, you know, that's what I love about it. And, yeah, we've had a great year.
That's amazing stuff. Yeah. I actually got a little chills.
Oh, she's inspiring.
Yeah. I love it. A little tear.
It's just daily from her.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'd be like, oh, man, I'm so pumped now.
We're talking about, like, a grilled cheese sandwich, and she spins it into just an amazing life quote that I just couldn't live with.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for being here. You're not only incredible runners, and you're incredible people. We enjoyed having you here. It was totally amazing. Can't thank you enough.
Yeah, you guys are great. And, you know, definitely both of you guys are really strong women, and that's awesome. And you guys are continuing doing what you're doing.
Strong people.
They're strong women.
We can be both.
And what you're doing is great, and I'm glad you're successful, and I hope you had the best in at NC mm-hmm. State. You're going to a great program. Hit up Bojangles.
Show me it. Are you trying to get, like, a sponsorship from Bojangles?
You know what? If I got a sponsorship with Bojangles, that would be it.
He's going for all these weird sponsorships. Well, don't leave just yet, because we gotta do our trademark at the end here. But so before we go, a few quick things. I know a lot of people have been coming up to me since we started the show and talking about how they think it's really cool that we started a podcast, and they've had interest in, they're like, oh man, I've always thought about doing a podcast, and they had the idea, and they just were wondering how they could do it. So just so you know, we're in a studio, we're not doing this ourselves. We have a great sound engineer, Brian Wheat, and Village Recording and Studio in Broderpool. And if you want to do a podcast, go see him. He's the man. So just a little shout out for Brian.
Yeah, and we're not Wayne's World. And woo, woo, woo. You know, we're not in our basement, our mom's basement. So we're actually, you know, he's got a really nice studio, too. It's really nice. Yeah. He does all the editing for us. He's really professional.
And you guys don't know this, but they're tearing up the streets in Broderpool right now. Yeah. And it's very loud, and you cannot hear it in here. It's very sound, very well soundproof, so it catches all of Blake's twitching, and that we had to do in post editing.
I'm ADHD.
All right, and we had mentioned the that we're going to be giving away a free pair of 361 shoes. Instead of adding like an extra competition, I'd like to just follow up and double down on a previous one from our third episode, because we have National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week coming up. And from our third episode with Wes Doty, we're doing a fundraiser with Back of My Feet. So if you give at least a minimum of $5, the link is on our website. You'll be entered to win a raffle for not one, but we're going to have two winners for a free pair of running shoes. And to sweeten the pot, if you give if you give between November 11th and 19th, which is the week of, that might be more than a week, but between November 11th and 19th, I'm going with that. That is the National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness week. So just if you donate between then, I'm going to give away, or we're going to give away, five free burgers to Burger Fuel, who is doing a charity for Back of My Feet currently. So while you're there, make sure you donate to the Back of My Feet jar for their Common Unity little fundraiser they're doing.
And if you don't donate, that's five burgers me and Jesse can split.
No, that's true.
They will get used, so donate.
We're going to plug the next show here. We're next on the next episode of Running on Indy. We're going to have the boys head coach from Carmel. And so we'll be talking with him about their state championship. And I think they have a big meet between now and then. So we'll probably be talking about that as well. As always, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Check out our website. It's all Running on Indy. Subscribe to us on iTunes, and you can find us on SoundCloud. Just search Running on Indy. And once again, I'm Jesse Davis.
And I'm Blake Robertson.
And make sure to keep running on Indy.